The National Air and Space Museum is a cavernous building, large enough for jet aircraft, rockets, and space capsules. It's here in a hall among milestones in the history of flight that students from across North America, Base Day 2003 Design Challenge, gather to show off their winning models of aircraft of the future. They're welcomed by Space Day co-chair John Glenn. The former astronaut and U.S. senator passes an honorary space baton to 11-year-old Nix Madeira of University School in Shaker Heights, Ohio.
We pass this baton to you, and I hope that someday you'll be standing here where I am, passing the baton on to another whole new generation of scientists and aviators, inventors, and explorers. So congratulations to you and to all of you.
Nix Madeira and five teammates, who call themselves Spacers, win the most creative honor of the Space Day Design Challenge, airplane that runs on ethanol fuel.
We all had different jobs, and mine was a mission specialist, too. Michael was mission specialist one. Charles was a team ambassador. Alex was an artist. Kevin joined our group late. He was a very good builder. And David over there was an artist with Alex.
What did you like about working on this project? Who can answer that?
It was fun because you could really go anywhere. I mean, like infinity possibilities.
Did you want to say something?
Our original idea was for it to run off of an engine, which was just a film canister with the lid attached to wires that ended in a button. You push the button to create a spark. So we were to put a couple drops of alcohol, we actually were going to use ethanol, and you'd shake it up and the fumes would ignite. And the actual day that we tested it, the engine wouldn't work. But we tested it again afterwards and it did. I think that our choice of engines and fuel, I think, was a big reason that we went for most creative.
Now, and what did you know about all this before you started?
Before we started the project, we knew nothing. I hadn't even heard of ethanol before I had started the project, but now I think we learned a whole lot.
Spacer's advisor and science teacher Karen Godenschwader couldn't agree more. She says over the last 6 months, which is what it took to research, design, build, and test the craft, the all-boy team learned more than space science.
They had a focus, and they're working on what I call the education of tomorrow. If we're going to build students and bring students together in a way that they can actually work in industry and science, we have to put them into groups and we have to give them challenges, real challenges that they can work through as a team.
Now, what did it take to put this all together?
Well, I'd like to say it was easy, but it wasn't. We had to scratch our heads at times, but every time I have talked to someone in the field of science, they come and they say to me, you need as an educator to teach children to work as a team. You have to be able to tolerate a great storming period, I call it, where people are trying to figure out how to take six independent minds and bring them together on one idea. Teaching children to listen to each other, that someone else may have a good idea that they can contribute to, is a part of education, is part of science.
Not to be outdone by the all-boy team, an all-girl team from Birmingham, Alabama, called the Super Sneaky Girls, took top honors for their camouflaged aircraft design. The plane has a foam-based fuselage covered with fiberglass and looks like a shark, that is if you can see it. The model is painted with neon blue and silver fingernail polish that would make it hard to spot in the sky. But can it fly?
This is a design model. It would work in real life, though.
What are your expectations for this model?
I think that it would be very successful if it was built because it generates lift really well and it has good thrust.
So is there an airplane in your future?
I hope so.
Walking through the gallery where the students stand with their models, former astronaut John Glenn stops to encourage the youngsters and to listen to what they have to say. Earlier from the podium, he tells them that they represent our future.
They will one day realize exciting possibilities we can now only imagine.
Former astronaut John Glenn speaking at Space Day activities in Washington. I'm Roseanne Skirbolt.